break, I was during that 1 minute break, I was watching Caroline Leavitt knock it out of the park. The press conference, we'll have some excerpts of that coming up. But right now, we're taking calls from military, police, law enforcement about the Democrats' open plan that I predicted would happen to say Trump's a dictator, the military is illegal, they're all war criminals, the Border Patrol and ICE and National Guard are mass murderers. And now they're like, oh, we're worried there'll be a Kent State. We're worried there'll be a My Lai massacre. Word for word what I've said. They're getting ready for the false flag. Now there's not even a doubt. There's not even like, oh, I'm 99% sure. I can't believe they're crazy enough to do this because we've exposed them so bad. But we need the national address from the president. Sure, he's putting out statements about this is treason and showing the U.S. code. It's not enough. He's got to address the nation. Mike in Georgia, Marine on the illegal order subject. Welcome and thanks for calling.
Yeah, I think unconstitutional orders would be a more accurate term, but as far as illegal, but that was established to prevent things like the My Lai massacre. And so when you're in the field and you're given an order that is so blatantly unconstitutional as to murder civilians, you can,
yeah, like kill everybody in the village. You know not to do that.
Right, exactly. So now these orders are ambiguous, and the President of the United States, as Commander in Chief, has a great leeway when issuing orders, especially with regard to using the Venezuela incident, because you're talking, these people have been designated as enemy combatants. There is no quarter given to enemy combatants. There are to surrendering civilians or those not identified.
And by the way, that goes back to Thomas Jefferson. I know you know this because the military,
exactly.
First thing you're taught, even
that's
as enlisted,
right,
is all this. They're acting like the military,
right,
doesn't know this. Sorry, go ahead.
That's right. And they do all know this. I'm retired. And it's very clear. And I was an enlisted man, not a captain in the Navy. That's pretty significant, a captain in the Navy. And we know that if you violate the UCMJ, even if you're retired, because you're not out of the military when you're retired, you're just on a separate role. There are different levels, and you're on the retirement role. You're still subject to the UCMJ. Now,
well, absolutely, but wasn't the My Lai massacre part of Operation Phoenix? It was actually CIA directing the Army. So, again, so many times they set up the military under CIA command. That's why I'm worried about the Venezuela attack, which I know is constitutional. I get Trump's reason. Overall back regime change, which is the first time ever for me in modern history because this is actually clean in our hemisphere. But I'm worried about a CIA setup. But going from memory, wasn't the My Lai massacre part of Operation Phoenix?
Now, I couldn't speak to that. I don't know if they had a hand in that or not, or if it was just a field operation that got out of hand. So I couldn't answer that.
In my memory serves, guys, type in ask Grok. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, My Lai Mask was part of Operation Phoenix, but just go ahead.
Right, and so now I will say this, that intelligence agencies have their hand in a lot of military operations. I will agree with you there. Now, as far as recalling the active duty, this is the easiest thing that's been presented to Trump. This cannot.
I didn't hang up on you. Your phone cut up.
Yeah, I'm here.
No, you said this is the easiest thing given to Trump?
That's right. This is a gift. And the reason I say this, because he is the commander-in-chief. He doesn't have to ask anybody's permission. And this military member cannot be protected by corrupt courts. Now, that doesn't mean that he's going to be when he's court-martialed, that he's going to be found guilty of anything. He'll be charged with a crime, and he'll be able to present a defense. But he has clearly committed violations of the UCMJ, and we could even go Article 134, which is contrary to good order and discipline and conduct unbecoming. We have, and the UCMJ is very flexible. They have what they call devil's articles or catch-all articles, where it really doesn't matter what you do. They'll put you. They'll find something if you're in the civilian world they call a wobbler. They'll find a crime to charge you with in Article 134.
Wait, who are you saying has clearly violated law? Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 98% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I was trying to follow Mike in Georgia. He sounds like a smart guy, I agree with what he was saying, but I wasn't getting what he was saying. Are you saying Hegseth has violated the laws of war? What were you saying?
No. Captain Kelly has, the senator.
Oh, yeah, of course.
He has violated the UCMJ clearly. There is no ambiguity. Now, they can. There's nothing stopping the president from recalling him to active duty. Nobody can stop him from doing that. He is the commander-in-chief. And Captain Kelly is still in the military. He's just on the retirement roll.
And that's how he can be recalled and court-martialed.
And if Trump is right.
He's got a lot of things to sign, but what about him signing Title 18, Chapter 115, Section 2387, whoever with the intent to interfere, impair, influence the loyalty, moral, and discipline of the military and naval forces to be fined or imprisoned up to 10 years? What do you make of that?
Well, that's absolutely true. Is that a U.S. code or is that the UCMJ? That sounds like a U.S. code. They don't need to worry about the U.S. codes in a court-martial. They have plenty in the UCMJ. And basically what that would be is contrary to good order and discipline and conduct unbecoming. You cannot incite insubordination among
the ranks. Well, it's deliberately what the CIA does in a military before they overthrow a country. It's literally the precursor of a coup.
That's right. But the difference is between Kelly and the rest of these people that were in that video is none of them are retired military. He screwed up. I don't know if somebody told him, hey, we got you, go ahead and do that or what. But he messed
up. Sure, but here's
up.
The problem. He's trying to be a martyr now. The statement, you could argue, could still be First Amendment, but not who wrote the script, they admit, not Soros and Brennan involved, we know, not part of this whole arc. That's the conspiracy. That's the seditious conspiracy. That's what should be targeted. Thanks for the call. Here's press secretary. Just minutes ago, presidentially designated narco-terrorist groups are subject to lethal targeting in accordance with the laws of war. POTUS has the right to take them out if they are threatening the United States of America. And we got another clip we'll go to of Trump pointing out right after this that they've calculated each boat, if they just average whatever, should they average them all together, like how much fentanyl kills per load, how much cocaine, you know, all of it, opium, heroin, 25,000 people. I think that's very conservative. I cannot tell you, but you all know it. I don't need to tell you. How many people know people that died of fentanyl or other, you know? We all know it. It's scary. They lace marijuana with it. I tell the kids, did I smoke marijuana some when I was a kid? No, I didn't really ever like it. I've smoked it, though, at a party. Okay, be cool. I didn't like how it made me feel. I'm a nicotine alcohol guy. They lace a lot of it with fentanyl and other stuff now. Don't take anything illegal, folks. Don't. You'll end up dead or in a coma. Don't take any of it. None of it. As bad as a bottle of Jack Daniels is, it can end up ruining your life. It ain't going to kill you right away. And it's not going to have fentanyl in it. Remember when they spiked in the 80s Tylenol with cyanide and it made the sales go down almost zero? Well, this is fentanyl's killed millions. I'm ranting. I'm sorry. Here's Caroline Leavitt and then Trump.
I have a statement to read for you here. President Trump and Secretary Hegseth have made it clear that presidentially designated narco-terrorist groups are subject to lethal targeting in accordance with the laws of war. With respect to the strikes in question on September 2nd, Secretary Hegseth authorized Admiral Bradley to conduct these kinetic strikes. Admiral Bradley worked well within his authority and the law, directing the engagement to ensure the boat was destroyed and the threat to the United States of America was eliminated. And I would just add one more point to remind the American public why these lethal strikes are taking place. Because this administration has designated these narco-terrorists as foreign terrorist organizations. The president has a right to take them out if they are threatening the United States of America and if they are bringing illegal narcotics that are killing our citizens at a record rate, which is what they are doing. And under the previous administration, there was enough fentanyl trafficked into our country to kill every American man, woman, and child many times over. And so that's why you've seen a drastic difference in this administration's policy with respect to the last, and it's one of the many reasons the American public reelected this president and support this Secretary of War in conducting these strikes.
Do you have any concerns about how those boat strikes have been carried out at all?
Very little, because you can see the boats, you can see the drugs in the boats, and each boat is responsible for killing 25,000 Americans, so and they're doing an amazing job. And you know, we're getting, you just look at the numbers, the amount of drugs coming into our country by sea is infinitesimal compared to what it was just a few months ago. And each boat, think of this, each boat on average is responsible for the death of 25,000 Americans.
Now look, I just call balls and strikes. Trump's been advised that, oh, don't tell him Venezuela confirmed by the CIA and everybody else. I was covering this 25 years ago with election experts when they were first doing it out of Venezuela through China. This is being done to cut off the deep state's piggy bank. Remember when Trump was president-elect, they had headlines in the New York Times, oh, if Trump designates cartels as terror groups and cuts off the drug money, it'll collapse Wall Street. Catherine Austin Fitz has talked about that forever. Trump said, screw it. They are literally turning the drug money off. Trump hates drugs. Absolutely hates him. He'll disown anybody in his family he catches him smoking marijuana. So this is a whole new ballgame. He's like, we're going to have advanced computer chips and car manufacturing and all this new technology. We're not, our business is not fentanyl and cocaine and methamphetamine. But Trump keeps saying it's about drugs. It's about, people don't understand Venezuela is one of the richest countries in the world. They don't understand it's got a budget 20 times the CIA. They don't know that. And it props up Cuba. It props up the Mexican drug cartels. You take that down, we secure the hemisphere. I'm all about saving America. We have a war. We have a military for this stuff. We have a military for the border. This is all constitutional. This is a real war. 100% support the troops going in. And then Panama said, oh, we'll work with you to push the Chinese out. We built the damn thing. We had a deal. The globalists signed it over. Trump said, That's ours. That's for us. By the way, everybody out there, I don't want to be involved in that. If the U.S. loses world reserve currency status, we are all going to be in a living hell. So, I'm not a warmonger. I'm the opposite. But when I see something in our strategic interest, then I say, I don't trust the CIA that gives the intel to the military. I know the military is doing its own intel. I don't trust them to do this, though. So I'm not riding the fence on this. I'm telling you what I think. I'm like, yeah, he's constitutionally authorized. The precedent set with Thomas Jefferson and many other times. But Barbary Pirates, Barbary War, one, two of them. But I don't see how they don't set him up. I mean, they're already setting up Hegseth blowing up boats. So, I don't know. I don't know. And I'm normally very decisive. I'm just telling you what I'm thinking because I'm still like the wheel on a computer when it's thinking. I'm like, okay, you can do it. It's constitutional, but I don't know. Let's go to Jeff in Maryland. Armed Security has DOJ connections on what's happening. Go ahead.
How you doing, Motivator?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
I work for a armed security company that is veteran-based, and we deal with a lot of military and police officers on the street. The biggest thing I have noticed is the opening up and the realization of the people that are now realizing how dangerous the population has become. They were having an issue understanding and coming out whenever the idea with the shot was being spoken, because I think that more so they did not want to admit they were wrong whenever they got the jab. However, now they see walking on the streets, you know, the store shutting down, the kids in schools are being, you know, accosted by what's going on. Whenever they start turning on the television, at first they didn't like Trump. Everyone called him the Orange Man. Now they're hearing what's going on. They see what's going on with New York. They see the attacks now this past weekend on the National Guard. Obviously, a lot of people's sons and daughters have been lost, and brothers, sisters, and as well as the fear of, like you said, losing the dollar. Also, the gentleman who spoke a little bit ago about how the military can be called back in even though they're retired. The vets that I work with basically call that in luck, no longer under contract. So at that moment in time, they will be able to be called back in, and a lot of them will gladly step in and protect our nation. The biggest thing that I've noticed is they are not speaking out to their ranks because they're afraid of that, you know, being checked. You know what I'm saying? But they will step up, and when the Democrats say that, you know, they're going to want to prosecute them and all that, what I feel is going to happen is if the Democrats do come back in power, at that point they're going to flip, and just like everything else, they're going to want to then basically take over the military at that point and put their own people in, and it's going to be all hell.
Well, they're going to pack the Supreme Court, everything. America has reached its expiration date if we don't defeat these people. Great point. Thank you. All right. Greg, Chris, Sean, Al, Susan, Marco, Pete, I will continue with you guys if you'll hold. After Patrick Byrne leaves us in about 40 minutes, but he's a Venezuela expert, worked for the U.S. intelligence, that's been partially classified. He's a Venezuela expert, heavily involved in exposing the theft of the elections by Maduro. Some other things, I wanted to get his take on this. We're going to go to him in just a moment, but let's go to one more caller before I do that. Pete in New Mexico, police officer, 20 years, InfoWars listener, on disobeying orders. What's your take on what's really happening?
Well, Alex, first I want to say I've been listening to you for over 20 years. It's an honor to speak to you. You know, this whole thing, I think what a lot of people, at least that I know, are frustrated with is, you know, with the first term of Trump saying, you know, lock her up, I feel people are very, I don't want to say disillusioned, but with things not happening. If they got this and they're for sure know that this is a, you know, disobeying orders, or he can get out there and cause some type of disarray and foment the troops to not do anything, which I really don't know if he has that much power. I mean, there probably are some leftists.
No, it's not obviously that he's powerful. It's part of the larger continuum they're involved in.
Right, right. So if, I mean, I know they're, like you said, they're laying the groundwork. We can see it. We can all see it. But what ultimately is the end game? They want Trump to drop the hammer, so what? They can just call him Mr. Dictator, and where does that get us?
You're right. They're forcing us into that, and that's a really, really big question. I'll ask Patrick Byrne up front before we get to Venezuela, because he's a very smart individual. Anything else, Pete?
That's it, Alex. Like I said, man, my hat's off to you. I've been a loyal listener for over 20 years. You know, I try to turn as many people on to, you know, my whole family, some of them are leftists. They're like, oh, Alex Jones is crazy. I said, listen to him. He's been proven right time and time again. You're a national treasure, Alex. Keep your head on the swivel. Love you, brother.
You are, Pete. We're all in this together. All right, Patrick Byrne. I never get into his full bio. is an entrepreneur, you know, been a billionaire, but spent most of his money fighting the globalist. His 2 decades as the founder and CEO of Overstock.com were years of innovation and breakthroughs that became part of the fabric of e-commerce. Prior to building the $2 billion enterprise, Byrne earned a BA from Dartmouth, Focused Philosophy, Chinese Studies, MPhil from Cambridge, and a Marshall Scholar, Focus Ethics, PhD in Philosophy from Stanford, Logic, Economics, Political Theory, Political Science. 2006, Milton Friedman named Byrne to succeed him. That's a huge deal. To chairman of the Milton Friedman Foundation. 2004, Byrne and his the oligarchy got crosswise, and he has been at odds ever since. Byrne believes the oligarchy has two wings, Wall Street settlement and the deep state, and that he has them surrounded. At Patrick Byrne on X, Enemy Within, docuseries.com. Books and films about his life. Patrick, I want to get into Venezuela and Trump's big address at 4 p.m. Central today from the Oval Office. What will that be? The announce of strikes or a deadline or who knows? But first off,
That's news. He's called a press at 4 p.m. today. Super.
That's what they're saying. Yeah. Well, guys, pull that up. We'll put it on the screen. But
right on.
You know, things change, but we'll see. But big picture, in the minutes we have to break, 8 minutes to break, the open seditious six, the whole Soros thing, attacking ICE, saying they deserve it, attacking the National Guard, turning up the heat, saying their legal orders. Clearly, they're moving with the Podesta plan and the coup operation that I and Flynn and others have been warning of. Thank God now that's a front burner issue. How do the globalists carry out this color revolution if people aren't caught flat-footed? Is Trump going to do an Oval Office address dealing with that? Big picture, how's the left doing right now?
The left is in a scramble, and they're panicking. They're really in a go-for-broke mode because we threw off their timing in so many ways. First, by upsetting them on the election, but even then getting back in, they thought they were going to stall for 4 years. By going for the jugular, by taking Venezuela out, they know everything's going to come out. The new woman, Maria Corina Machado, the new president, presumably, they're going to make everything public. Everything public about what these people have done. These dirty Bolsheviks have been cheating elections for 20 years in 72 nations, bending history so the West smashes into a wall. It's the greatest crime in history, as a DHS person said to me. It really is the greatest crime since Caesar was stabbed. So they're in a go-for-broke mode. Now, what's crazy is that everybody is seeing you get like, I'm like this. It's funny. Tulsi Gabbard's out there this weekend saying we have given criminal indictments on Barack Obama. Barack Obama took part. He was the spearhead of an insurrection to overthrow the United States government.
And she's released the documents.
You know who's been saying this that everyone thought went crazy in 2019 when I came out and said, look, I work for Brennan, Comey, and Obama. I was in a coup to overturn the government. It started Thanksgiving of 2015. It's not a theory. So it's so weird. After 5-6 years, it's all coming out from these official people. And they're like, everybody's been following the story gets that it's exact confirmation.
And they're releasing the emails, and you've been screaming bloody murder. So it's got to be refreshing that's happening.
I couldn't prove this in 24 hours. They could have put me, General Flynn wanted me in front of the Senate. He said, just go under oath in front of the Senate. I could have proven this in 24 hours years ago. There's such a cone of silence around me. Thank you for, God bless you for breaking that, because you're the biggest voice in America, in the world, I think. So we have them dead to rights, or they are completely exposed. You know, if you talk to a shrink about narcissists, they hate dealing with narcissism, personality disorder more than anything, because you can treat schizophrenia, bipolarity, everything. But and narcissism is so tough. And a narcissist's biggest fear is public exposure, because a narcissist is all about, they feel this hole and they try to overcompensate by being the guy with the flashy cars, the flashy girls, the girl with the, you know, whatever. So it's this overcompensation. And the thing they're always afraid of that terrifies them is public exposure. These people are going to be exposed for the frauds they are, starting with Barack Obama, who, what I love about this, you know my story with the rape and murder. I planted in the middle of this Russia hoax. When I figured out what was going on and my life was threatened, I put them in the position that to continue. Well, I've told you that story before about the rape and murder, right? Barack Obama signed off on rape and murder so that we could continue setting up this hoax. Now, the rape and murder was a hoax, but they did, it was a sting, but they didn't know that. And I'm told that that's the biggest secret at the core of this is how do they spin this when it turns out Brennan and Barack Obama signed off on letting rape and murder slide, that they thought that, so that we could continue setting up this completely fake Russia hoax that I was in from the beginning. The whole thing was a hoax from day one. In fact, they haven't even dug back far enough. It's great that they're getting back to what Barack Obama was doing in 2016 and such. I can tell you this thing was going on by February of 2015.
And let's just be clear. General Flynn was the head national security advisor, head of Defense Intelligence Agency before that. He can't release classified info, but he has confirmed that you indeed were at the center of that, and that's on record. But I don't know from other sources you were. But separately, the point is I've never seen you so optimistic. You were saying we were behind the eight ball years ago. Clearly, they're scared. Even if Trump can't get the Justice Department to stop being anemic, he's got a lot of other tools, and just exposure of this will bring them down. That's what makes Brennan and Obama and the Clinton crime syndicate that's now super unpopular on the left. Hollywood's collapsing. Their own networks aren't confident. Their systems are falling apart. They have whistleblowers out the door at DOJ. Their whole house of cards is coming down, which does make them dangerous, though.
Makes them dangerous, but they've lost. This is like in basketball. I learned when I was a kid, you don't have to be faster than the other guy, just quicker. He's got his game plan on how he's going to drive for the net. He may be better and faster, but if you just learn to trip him up, if you trip him up so he's got, he can't go through with his plan, that's what we really did over the last 4 years. We kept on tripping up their drive to the in the paint. I think that they've got, you know, Obama has a problem. If one of his own people came out on CNN last week, it's really breaking. One of his own administration, Obama administration people came out and said, it is now, we have to admit it, there's incontrovertible evidence that Barack Obama spearheaded an effort to take over the United States.
And we have the former chief of staff coming out, as I was told 4 months ago by sources, and saying the auto pin, Biden wasn't running it, Trump just overturned all that. So the point is, they're now turning on their former bosses, which shows they know they're done. I mean, explain how big a deal that is to have their top people, because it's not just, you know, they've already gone to the White House. Then the White House says, well, then go show us. If we were to trust you, go public. They're now going public. So explain what happened last week.
Well, networks, a general rule is networks under pressure break down. They start breaking down. People turn on each other. So just by keeping the pressure on over a long time, it's breaking down. People are off trying to make their own deals. People are not, you know, roll early, roll often. When you're in a mafia like this, you want to be one of the first guys to roll. It doesn't do you any good to wait till other people have given up the information. But yeah, they recently came out, Michelle Obama, in the last days of Biden, Michelle Obama went in and used the auto pen. I think there were 4 or 5 pardons she gave. And then you'd love to see, who knows if they charged $1 million a pardon, who knows how that, that's so illegal. That is so illegal. But they get a, they've gotten away with murder for 17 years. There's no rule of law on all these crazy scandals that you've talked. There's no rule of law.
By the way, I watch body language. I've seen Obama in the few interviews he's done. He is a stuttering idiot. He is scared. All of his bravado is gone.
Well, for the first time in life, he isn't got a bunch of people carrying him. And he's turned gray. I mean, he just looks terrible. I'm sorry to see that. I don't want him ill health. But he overthrew the country, and I'm saying that as a guy who worked for him. I was a national intelligence asset directly under his pen. And I'm telling you this all, he tried to overthrow the United States government. It all started Thanksgiving of 2015. But really all, at the very least, it really all started then.
All right, stay there. Let's go to Venezuela next. Stay with us. Right now, this Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, is the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, store-wide, 60% off on all the supplements, all the t-shirts, all the Patriot apparel at TheAlexJonesStore.com. That's TheAlexJonesStore.com. We've never done something like this. I mean, most of the t-shirts break even at that price because when they're an XXL or so, it's nice fabric, nice printing, and they're costing us like $15 a piece. So if you get a small, we make some money. I mean, that is such a deal. The ball caps, that is such a great deal. The widest selection of t-shirts, ball caps, you name it. But when it comes to the supplements, the ultramethylene blue liquid, the capsules, the ultimate CMOS, the most powerful turmeric, the very best bovine colostrum, It's all there. 60% off. And look at these new hats that came in. Amazing. You've got Patriot. It's got the great, thick, nice, popular style, leather style decals. On the apparel, usually, it's about 60% we make when it's not on sale. Well, when it's 60% off, do the math. Because we talked about it. But we want to just flood the zone. Do your Christmas shopping early. TheAlexJonesStore.com. But I'm telling you, you want to get immediate health effects and just vitality and energy. You want to see how great the products are. Get the Shilajit, get the IRC Moss, and get the Methylene Blue at TheAlexJonesStore.com. You've got less than 3 days.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Real quick, I just wanted to plug the Methylene Blue. I'm a new supplement buyer from Alex Jones Store, and I keep hearing people talking about the Methylene Blue, and I'm like, you know what? I don't know what the hype is all about, but I definitely want to try it. And what I noticed is I didn't get the sensations that a lot of the other people said that they got, you know, like the tingling fingers and like this, you know, euphoria. But I do have an ample amount of energy, and I'm disabled, so I'm a housewife, and whenever you're at home, day in and day out, 7 days a week, it really tends to drag after some time. And there were things that I wasn't doing around the house that I should have. But now I'm getting things done like really quick. I have all this extra time on my hands now. And I really think it's the Methylene Blue that's been giving me the energy. And it's so funny because now, like, my silly husband's calling me a meth head, which is hilarious. But, yeah, so I'm going to stick on that. And I actually have some bovine coming in today, so I can't wait to try that out. I'm also going to give that to my dog because, you know, I need a lot of help, too. And I brought a line that's really good for your dog if you give them, like, a small little amount of the food. So I'm going to do that. But, yeah, I just thought I would tell you guys about my experience with this so far. So,
well, Jen, thank you. That's amazing to hear, and we love to hear that, honestly. I mean, that's the reason why Alex has created the shop, so people can get, you know, get healthier and not be relying on big pharmaceutical companies, but instead take control of their health. So that's good to hear. You know, I fluctuated weight-wise too. And so finding something that works is really important. And not to get hooked on those, like, high caffeine, insane chemicals, energy drinks, which so much of us have relied on over the years. I literally was getting anxiety from one of them. And so I too am on the blue these days. So I guess your husband would call me a meth head, but it's good to hear from you, Jen. I love it. I think it's great. And I love to hear from you as well.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
We're talking to Patrick Byrne. He'll leave us in 30 minutes and I'll take all the calls. Appreciate you holding.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, today's the last day to take part in the biggest sale in the history of TheAlexJonesStore.com that funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. We only have the best products that give you the best effects. So you come back and get them. I mean, you need to get them. Cyber Weekend sale ends tonight. Get 60% off on everything. All the supplements, all the apparel, all the baseball caps, all the shirts, all the hoodies, all the sweaters, collectible knives, everything. Some stuff becomes a loss leader. Some things break even. Some things we make a little bit of money on. But at 60% off, it is insane. And it's for people on the fence that have never gotten the products. That's why we're doing this. Because we have an 80%+ reorder on Methylene Blue. No supplement has that. The industry is usually about a 30% reorder. We have like a 75% reorder on all the other stuff. It's unprecedented, but that's how good it is. Again, if I had a restaurant, I want to have the best service, best quality, great atmosphere, so you come back. I don't need to look at Google when I'm in some town driving. I drive in, there's four restaurants in a little town, and one has a line out the door, another is kind of full, the other is half full, the other is empty. I'm going to get food poisoning at the one that's empty. The one that has, you know, three cars, it's going to suck. The one half full is going to be okay. And I look at my watch and say, well, I'm in a hurry. I don't have time to stay on the line of 20 people. Even though I bet it's great food, I've got 45 minutes to eat. I'm going to eat at the one that's full, but not a line out the door. But if I got time, I'm going to stand in line and see why this is so great. These are amazing products, and I need your support. Oh, there's going to be so much support when they shut us down. We've survived so long, nobody believes it. And maybe God comes in and does it again, but they've appointed a receiver at the state. They said, we'll probably have he came in a month and a half ago. We'll probably, everything goes slow. He goes, we'll probably have it in December, early December, the auction. And remember, the feds had an auction, but it was staged and fake, and the judge overturned it. And the Onion says they've already, basically, you're going to get it with Bloomberg. And now they're like, middle of January. Well, here's the problem. We're almost sold out everything at the AlexJonesStore.com. We can't reorder new stuff. We have the sponsor of the AlexJonesStore.com. So I'm in this paradox where, don't worry, if we get shut down, there's no extra money that the bad guys get. We need money right now just to keep going. And God's come through so much. I just don't look a gift horse in the mouth. I don't expect continued victory from God. It's like we're in the lion's den or the fiery furnace or the widow's mite here. But I've actually felt really positive lately. The receiver's like talking to a wall. He doesn't even talk when he's been here a few times. I met with him, but they say they're going to have a real auction. So who knows? Maybe we survive. I don't know. I just know this. If money doesn't come in, if people think we're shutting down, we will shut down. We had a 70%+ reduction at the AlexJonesStore.com, or not at InfoWarsStore.com, when they had the fake auction last November and said we were closed. People really believe they did that. And ever since then, people didn't go to the store because they believe that lie. Is the Onion running this a year plus later? No. I don't mean to cut in our host or guest time. I apologize. It's just that I feel like I should do an update soon because it's so crazy. All right, Patrick Byrne, you don't toot your own horn, but you've been obsessed with Venezuela for decades. You've been heavily involved in exposing their last election as a fraud. We'll leave it at that because that's classified. And you know me, you're a big libertarian, took over Milton Friedman. My God, you're anti-war. And I've gotten some criticism from listeners, which is fine, because I have integrity. When I think I'm right, I look at everything, I say it. I support regime change in Venezuela because they've been involved in our business. But I think you can talk about fentanyl and cocaine. They're not the biggest one, but they do control Mexico, so that's a big problem. So I guess you add that together, they are. But now it's moved to Canada. But it's the election meddling, the big piggy bank, and we have all these former CIA section chiefs suddenly going public, showing there's a war inside the CIA. That's very good. Saying, no, they've got 10 times the budget of the CIA or more. People talk about Israel all day, heavily involved in their stuff. Great, look at it. China, heavily involved. But Venezuela is the thing nobody's talking about. You've been talking about it for decades, so have I. Quantify how big a deal this is and what it would mean cutting off the deep state to remove Maduro, because then we've got Trump holding Oval Office meeting, sources say today at 4 p.m. Central. We don't know if it's going to be public. I think it will be. 11 U.S. warships, 50,000 troops now in the Caribbean as Venezuela tensions escalate. U.S. pressures Maduro to leave Venezuela amid land threat. And it gets paradoxical because Trump says he won't let him flee and let him have amnesty in a third party. But then that's what they've been wanting, so I'm a little confused. Trump rejects Maduro's request for amnesty in newly disclosed phone call. Venezuela hits out at Trump's colonial threat. Ordinary Venezuelans prepare for war. There's a lot to unpack here, but from your sources or your own understanding, what's the timeline? Is Trump doing maximum pressure to make him leave? Is he saying, I won't let you leave, but he really will? What is going on here?
First, this is the most necessary war since the American Revolution and arguably the Civil War. No assault has ever been taken out on the United States like this. And you have it right. There's, you know, for the cheap seats, they're saying it's about fentanyl, I guess. I hope they come out and lay the real case. It's a four-layered assault. They've a huge espionage assault. There's 20 people within our government who are assets of Cuba, Venezuela. Cuba, Venezuela are a tag team. So it's just they've been the front line that we've been facing. They've got 20 people senior in government. Secondly, they came at us over 20 years with these election systems, changing in our politics. Turns out we're not really electing a whole bunch of the crazies that we think we're electing. Same with Europe. The people who want down open borders and stuff, they're not really winning.
By the way, I have to interrupt you. I'm sorry. We'll hold you a little bit over the next. I'm just backing you up. You've been saying this for two decades. Now we have Bernsen, the former head of the CIA and section chief in Afghanistan, you name it. Super highly decorated. I've seen him on Laura Logan and other shows literally like a carbon copy of what you're saying. And I've seen all these other top analysts come out and agree with you now explaining this. So that shows that it's good that suddenly, I think by Trump, they've been authorized to bring out classified information. The point is, everything you're saying, you're not just talking out of your ass here. You are dead on the first to say it. So this is a big deal.
Gary and I have been sort of tethered off each other's breakfast plates on and off over the last 3 or 4 years all over the world. We're completely steeped in this together. When he was at CIA and he was the station chief, he's an extraordinarily accomplished, legendary CIA guy. He was at the end of his career, he was station chief, I think it was in Ecuador, and he was getting stuff on Cuba. It just came across his desk, you know, his informants were and he got told to shut down any collection in Cuba. Cuba, we don't care about them. We're not even collecting on them anymore here at the CIA.
But that was the back door for the Democrats in deep state for operations.
That was one of Brennan's goons. One of Brennan's goons, and we know which one. I don't think his name is public yet. Sent that instruction, so he got shut down. So that was because they were protecting Cuba and Venezuela. Cuba and Venezuela penetrated us. So there's a counterintelligence dimension. There's the election machine dimension. Then there's Trinidad Aragua. It's not only Trinidad Aragua. The south part of Venezuela has become a bunch of terrorist training camps with people, Hamas, everything around the world. They probably got 100 to 150,000 trained terrorists into the United States, including 20,000 Trinidad Aragua, who within them embedded several thousand cell leaders, people who were designated cell leaders. And they were trained to be the cell leaders of like 10-man cells. They have a whole system set up here. So Venezuela and Cuba got away with, this wasn't just an act of war. This was an act of conquest. And it was not just an act of conquest. I would argue that they kind of won. They succeeded by installing a dope in 2020 who then opens the gates to the city. Tens of millions of military-age men show up. And the election of 2024 was just supposed to be putting the padlock on the dungeon door. That was the last act, and the U.S. was over. So that's how close we came. The idea that we would let them slide because they give us some oil rights or some rights to mine lithium in this field, we'll give you, Mr. Trump. No way. No country in history.
And let's be clear. The CIA, as you reported a month ago, has now been confirmed last week, didn't want them to remove Maduro fully. They wanted to leave him. He'd still be in charge and put in his intelligence chief. Trump rightfully said no because the CIA wants her piggyback. And let's just be clear right here, a little bit of history. You make a type in Rex 84 on YouTube, congressional hearings, to show, and the left always said, oh, look, Rex 84, martial law plan. No, they discovered a Cuban Latin American plan with the Soviets to try to create riots in America, use illegal aliens as an uprising, and that's where you have Rex 84 and the mass plan. But it wasn't needed then, but that shows the foreshadowing. We still had patriots. Now the real Rex 84 is here, and Trump has to implement Rex 84 because this is a true assault. I mean, this is time to dust off Rex 84, Patrick Byrne.
Yeah, there's everything you said squared. There's a... And I'm going to tell you something, but only because it's already been broken, that it was already broken about Hugo Carvajal, who is. So, yes, the CIA is two asses in one pair of underwear with the cartel. It turns out this may be a cartel production back to 93. It's crazy. The CIA has been involved with Hugo Chavez maybe back to 93.
Well, like you said, your findings now, you know, I said this before you even said it.
From 09,
it's not China's the boss. It's the rogue globalist CIA at the top.
Yeah, it's rogue globalist CIA. So that's gone on. This is the key to showing so much corruption within America, that to revealing so much corruption. They have compromised in this slow, steady. People laugh at Cuba, Venezuela. Aren't those the countries that train their soldiers with broomsticks because they don't have the money for a real rifle? Yeah. They're Leninist countries. They are masters of espionage. And Americans don't understand espionage in their DNA like they do in other countries.
Well, that's right. Communists only exploit the country they control to take over the next. So you look at how poor they are with the richest country in the hemisphere. You think, oh, they're a joke. No, explain the magnitude of money as your colleague you was explaining. I mean, how much more money do they have than even our intelligence agencies?
Oh, well, we believe they've stolen $1.7 trillion. There's at least six individuals who've stolen over $100 billion. For your reference, that's well over the size of the CIA. So there's individuals who have nation-state wealth who are completely evil. Now, something that's interesting, so the CIA, even the holdup this year has been the CIA has been telling Trump, don't get rid of Hugo Carvajal. Let him have a three-year transition, blah, 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 knowing that Trump is going to get, you know.
So people ask why I'm for regime change. It's on record. The CIA, you first said it, now it's been admitted, does not want Trump to do this. Then I get worried about them setting us up. And I know you say the military has its own intelligence, but it's all infested with them.
CIA, I can't go too far, but I can tell you I shouldn't go any farther. But there were attempts to set us up that were exposed. The CIA has also blocked. They wanted, okay, if Hugo has to leave, let's have his number two. They had the military intelligence. By the way, this whole election program is all buried within military intelligence in Venezuela because it's a weapon. Well, so, I mean, they're doing anything but let it go to Maria Corina Machado. Meanwhile, the former head of military intelligence, Sabine, is a guy named Hugo Carvajal. He was arrested in Spain 2 years ago. He's been sitting in prison in New York, and the CIA has been blocking access to him on the grounds that he doesn't have any useful information. The head of military intelligence of Venezuela for a dozen years doesn't have, you know, he's on some drug running charge from 2011. He's going to be, and we were trying to get the intelligence. I'm only saying this because Gary went public about it all. They were going to sentence him to life without him ever getting interviewed for any of his intelligence value. We have so many examples of incredible. We have brought now and surfaced all kinds of people to the government.
And like you said, explain the main companies. There's two main ones, those other sub ones that aren't just stealing elections here, but all over the world. The China connection and Smartmatic executive indicted for election theft, money laundering in the Philippines. Explain how big this is.
The Philippines. Yeah, this is 72 nations. One of the most dramatic moments in the last 5 years for me was when I was over with Flynn, and I had General Flynn come over to, we really kept him legally pure. We did not want to get him implicated. So I would brief him of what I was doing 2 or 3 months after I did it. But once we had sort of completed, and last summer, a year and a half ago, we had all these Venezuelan whistleblowers on ice and protected, he came over to Switzerland and met them. And he's a technical guy. He's got two master's degrees in telecommunications. And of course, he's the greatest intelligence leader of his generation. And he interviewed them for about 90 minutes. And beforehand, I said, General, please don't get upset at them. You're going to get really mad. And he's like, oh, of course not. Of course not. I said, well, you haven't heard what you're going to say. He went in and interviewed them, and he was cool as a cucumber until the last minute as we were about to leave. I said, tell the general, to the lead engineer, how much this has gone on. And the guy kind of gulped and looked at General Flynn and said, General, we've been manipulating elections in 72 nations for over, or Venezuela's been manipulating elections for 72 nations across for 20 years. And just for an instant, I saw General Flynn look so sad. He just was looked broken.
Well, let me ask you this. This is partially classified. This is all true. How did you induce them? Or do they realize the arc of history they've... Why are so many people switching over to our side right now?
I asked them. They said, like, literally, they would say things like, oh, we see, this is 2 years ago. They're saying things like, well, so 2023, when we're still in the COVID craziness and totalitarianism and all this. And one of them said, we see that what's happening in the world, this is the end of the world. There's maybe one country that can stop it, and that's the United States.
Exactly. That's what did it, was COVID lockdowns, the globalists saying, permanent lockdowns for carbon taxes, austerity, the end of the world as we know it, depopulation. That made so many people say, across the board, we're not part of this. It's just like, join prosperity, join freedom. We're not perfect, but God, we're not trying to be James Bond villains. It's just exactly.
But for these Venezuelans, they've seen what the communists did to Venezuela for 25 years. They see how evil it is.
Timeline? I mean, you're the expert. I know the richest country in our hemisphere, and then destroyed overnight. I mean, people don't understand how rich they were.
Oh yeah, they were the richest country in Latin America. They had a good middle class. They were developing. Of course, there's poor, but they, you know, like, you know, as China learned, You have to let some people get rich, but it wasn't just rich and poor. They had a great middle class. They were doing better than any country. Hugo Chavez came in 1999, and once he seized the oil industry and pumped, he probably has stolen maybe as much as $4 trillion, the mafia, but at least $1.7 trillion. They didn't care about the people. I was in Venezuela in 2018. The government had told the people the military and police are just to protect government installations. Everyone else is on their own. So it was kind of a Walking Dead scenario, but where the Rick Grimes of the world, the Rick Grimes is the hero of Walking Dead, they would literally walk around with jerry cans of gasoline. And the only way to keep order among the citizens was if some citizens like tried to rob, if you were in a crowd and one somebody pulled out a gun and tried to rob, the other people, if they could get them, would take them and throw them down and make them a human torch. And there were 8 or 10 of those a day around Caracas while I was there. And that's the only order. On the other hand, it was crazy. There was 20 average person lost 20 pounds.
Oh, I've talked to Venezuelans who are a lot of good business people I know. They say, you don't understand. We went from being wealthy and happy overnight to eating our dogs and cats and just total hell on earth.
There was cannibalism in the countryside. And literally when I left, I was visiting the controller of the currency. And literally when I left, he said, oh, and that guy's in jail now too, by the way, but prison. But when I left, big 6'10" guy, he said, oh, senor, it's much too dangerous for you to come here with just these 6 off-duty policemen. Next time you come, we will have a platoon of soldiers meet your plane when you land. And you will come in. We will take you to a special hotel. It's on a military base, totally safe, all plenty of good food, booze, all the 13, 14-year-old girls and boys you want. We'll spend a few days there together. We'll talk business. We'll plan it out. I was like, yeah, Uncle Carlo, I'll be back. Good idea. I'll be back soon. Now, needless to say, I didn't come back. But just the way that they spoke, imagine a country after a mafia, and not even a Don Corleone mafia, but like a Barzani kind of mafia, had run the place for 25 years.
I believe this drug business will be the end of us. So let me ask you this. What's the timeline? Yeah. I know you don't want to, I know you're just on your own, but what's the timeline with Trump having this meeting today, all this?
I'm on my own. So I'm not speaking, but I'm in touch with a lot of the people who are on the inside. And yeah, I'm a little surprised it didn't happen Sunday night.
No, obviously I'm giving you an out that you're not giving classified info. Just your opinion
here
about...
I would have thought it would have been happened by... I thought that Trump didn't want people talking about it on Thanksgiving weekend, but he's got to do it. There's no... They have to leave or they get... And, you know, it's kind of sad that the nasty guy who spent 5 years at it kind of wants Maduro to stay just because I want to see the top 1,000 people in the cartel smoked. But that's vindictive. We don't want to kill...
No, that'll help the country. We don't do that. We should let him like Napoleon leave. What about the paradox? Because Trump says... Maduro's already said publicly he wants to flee. Trump has said no. So what's happening there? We want him to leave, but Trump's saying no.
His real problem is the cartel will kill him if he flees. They're saying no way do you flee and leave us to handle this mess. We're all going to get hung. They're going to kill him if he flees. Remember the Soviets sent, or the Russians sent 5,000
manpads. Why is Trump saying, he's publicly saying, the Colombian president even said a week after, no, he's ready to leave. What's the countries they're talking about? I've seen a few. Okay, great. But why doesn't Maduro just leave? Why is Trump saying, no, don't leave?
At one point, Iran, Russia, and China all turned him down. They said, we can't take the heat. We don't want you here. And Turkey, there was a place in northern Turkey that was agreed to, I thought, that he could go with his cronies and his mafiosis, and they could live out their days, and no one's going to kill them. They can live out their days and never be charged. In northern Turkey. That seems to have fallen apart. Trump's not going to let him leave. But I'm also hearing, I'm talking to people who are talking to my special visitors are still in communication with all kinds of people in government in Venezuela. And what we're hearing is he's being told he's going to get killed if he leaves. They're going to, his own people.
Yeah, so let's explain this. The CIA wants to leave the commies in charge and just have Maduro go as a Pyrrhic victory. Trump says, no, we're going to finish this and is going to war. And I agreed. I thought they would hit after Thanksgiving. Why do you think Trump's holding back?
It may have been there was some last-minute hope that Maduro was saying he would leave, but you know, I think you get to play that game once, that stutter step, and get Trump to break a deadline. I don't know if he had a hard deadline or not. It looks to me like there was a stutter step that got threw Trump off and got him to delay a little bit. I don't think you get to do that twice. I think that we're going to find out what looks to me, sounds to me like in 1 hour, I'm so happy to hear we're going to see Trump take the wheel from the Oval Office. This is long delayed in my mind.
And well, it's such a big announcement. It's nebulous. They say he's having a meeting, but those Oval Offices are usually public. So I want to be clear. I think that's what he's going to do. But just to the people out there, we have a military for a reason. And I've been against all these wars because they weren't in our interest. This one is clearly in our hemisphere. Just like we went into Panama, we had guests on, Michael Young and others, months before it happened. The China had taken over. We built that. That's our strategic deal. Panama rolled over to us. We haven't fully gotten control yet, but we're trying. As Hegseth said, we're pushing them out. But, I mean, this is what it's all about, okay? These are not neocon wars. This is not a neocon war, is it, Patrick Byrne?
I could go on all day about the strategic reasons to do this, because this is the cancer in Latin America. We do this, Cuba falls. All these left, it turns out that every leftist and even centrist leader you've heard of, Alex, in Latin America is on the payroll. The Kirchners from Argentina, $700 million they got from the Chavistas. They're all bribed. So the strategic consequences are enormous. And maybe you want to do that just for those reasons. But the real reason we want to do it is these guys conducted an assault on the United States that was beyond an assault. It was a conquest, and they won. They won, and America can't let that slide.
Here, so let me ask you this.
Get some oil fields.
And then do 5 more minutes with us.
We don't let that slide because they give us some oil fields. You don't get to back out of that. We have to make a lesson. So for the next 250 years, any country understands there is if you conducting this kind of an operation against the United States has consequences. When you go to kill the king, you got to kill the king. They missed. This has to have a consequences that ring for 250 years that people understand there are costs when you mess with the United States.
And I agree with you that it's about stopping the election fraud, the drugs.
Clowns, all these guys want Trump to get out of this by taking some rights to an oil field or some lithium field. They want all his billionaire friends are trying to get some deal like that. It's crazy to think that you can do this to the United States and buy your way out like that.
Stay there. Do 5 more minutes. Let's explain this, and I'm going to call it if you leave. It's simple. The CIA, Wall Street, the globalists are against regime change. So people ask why I'm for it. Because of that. It's very simple.
It's good to wait. That'll get you to the right answer just as quick.
Yeah, the bad guys don't want this. The deep state doesn't want it because most of them are on the payroll of the richest oil country in the world per square mile.
And Chevron, they're all in each other's underwear.
Of course. Back in 2 minutes. Stay right there, Patrick Byrne. Right now, this Saturday, Sunday, and Monday is the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, store-wide, 60% off on all the supplements, all the T-shirts, all the Patriot apparel at TheAlexJonesStore.com. That's TheAlexJonesStore.com. We've never done something like this. I mean, most of the T-shirts break even at that price because when they're an XXL or so, it's nice fabric, nice printing, and they're costing us like $15 a piece. So if you get a small, we make some money. I mean, that is such a deal. The ball caps, that is such a great deal. The widest selection of T-shirts, ball caps, you name it. But when it comes to the supplements, the ultramethylene blue liquid, the capsules, the ultimate CMOS, the most powerful turmeric, the very best bovine colostrum, it's all there. 60% off. And look at these new hats that came in. Amazing. You've got Patriot. It's got the great, thick, nice, popular style leather style decals on the apparel. Usually it's about 60% we make when it's not on sale. Well, when it's 60% off, do the math, because we talked about it. But we want to just flood the zone. Do your Christmas shopping early, TheAlexJonesStore.com. But I'm telling you, you want to get immediate health effects and just vitality and energy. You want to see how great the products are, get the Shilajit, get the Irish Sea Moss, and get the Methylene Blue at TheAlexJonesStore.com. You've got less than 3 days.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me? I'm here to warn you. isn't a game.
Visit Infowars.com/show today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones